Not as big as talking to Adam Shapiro from Fox Business Network. They'll be covering the budget rollout today, obviously, all day long. Check Adam out on Fox Business. We welcome him back to WDLS. Adam, good morning. Trump's first budget proposal, which he named America First, a budget blueprint to make America great again. And believe me, it's going to be great.
Great.
It's going to increase defense spending by about $54 billion, then offset that by stripping money from about 18 other agencies. You've looked at this. Which agencies do you think are going to be most effective, Adam?
No need for me to think. 28% cut to the State Department, according to Mike Mulvaney. He's the director of the Office of Management and Budget. He's calling this, and this is his phrasing, a hard power budget. So 28% cut to the State Department's budget, as well as a 38% reduction in foreign aid spending. So those are some of the biggest ones. Also, there are sources. This one's not confirmed yet, but cuts to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, that could go as high as 20-25%.
Now, most of these cuts won't affect anything that we'd see day to day in the money that's saved. Does that start to build this wall that's going to be great, the great wall, the wall that's great?
This is to offset the $54 billion in defense spending, the increase in that. So it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Mulvaney says when he's asked that question about the funds for the wall. There'll be some people in Congress, both political parties, who will object very loudly. And this is a bit like any negotiation. This is the opening offer. So whether these cuts are smaller or perhaps bigger, you never know.
So he's delivering essentially on everything he promised during the campaign. Up with defense, up with intelligence, up with VA spending, down with EPA, down with state, and down with other agencies. This is the, correct me if I'm wrong, but the biggest drawdown since World War II, post-World War II, yes, percentage-wise?
It would be a very large drawdown, but it does, you know, it allocates, you asked about the wall, it allocates money for construction of things like the wall. I think it's $1.5 billion for that.
But the wall's going to cost over $20 billion, we think.
It depends who you talk to, and it depends what they actually build. Some places there's going to be a wall, some places there's going to be a fence, which they call a wall. So there are ways to control the cost of the wall. This has to get through Congress, and it won't come out of Congress. It's like sausage. But at the end of the day, this is a president who, when running, what do they always say now at the rallies? Promises made, promises kept. You know, this man, our president, said he was going to do exactly what he's doing. And it's kind of like that scene in Casablanca where the guy gets the winning at the casino, and he says, I'm shocked. There's gambling going on here, and then they hand him his winnings. You know, people are shocked that the president's finally doing what he said he would do. When was the last time a politician did what they said they were going to do? You may not like this, but Donald Trump said, this is what I'm going to do.
Adam Shapiro is here from Fox Business Network. And just back to Donald Trump and some of the promises he made on the campaign trail. I mean, some of the spending is going to be unbelievably over the front of his skis here, as far as if he comes through with all the promises that he's made. How do they begin to fund a lot of what he promised?
Again, part of this is offset through the cuts to other divisions of the government. The other part is that they'll make the argument that by cutting corporate taxes and income, personal income taxes, you're going to help revive an economy that will then generate more revenue. Which will generate more revenue for the GDP will grow, and it will generate more tax revenue for the government subsequently.
That's what they always said about Reagan. When the economy got better under Reagan, you know, there was more tax revenue, but the deficits ran up. Is that what we were going to expect the same thing from Trump? Is he going to keep his eye on the deficits?
Well, they say they're going to keep their eye on the deficits. The Democrats are going to say there's no way you can do this without driving up the deficits and eventually the total debt that the nation carries. But again, this is going to get hammered, changed, and look nothing like it looks like today when it gets into Congress. And you already see, by the way, battle lines in some respects between the administration and Congress on all kinds of issues. Look at healthcare repeal and replace. There are already disagreements between White House, Paul Ryan, and, you know, members of Congress who are Republicans. So, battle lines are being drawn. The question is, you have a president who is wildly popular with his base, and many of the members of Congress are going to need that president in a year and a half when it's time for their reelection. Do they want to make him angry right now? I don't think so.
Adam, thank you very much for your time this morning. Your analysis, we'll watch later today on Fox Business as you guys cover this brand new budget, okay?
Yep.
Take care. That's Adam Shapiro joining us here on WDLS.
It's going to be a shame when part of this budget nixes out the funding for public broadcasting companies.
You know, I've often found it somewhat distasteful, off-putting, if you will.
Oh, no, it's off-putting.
That my tax dollars go to one of my direct competitors.
Yeah, people that are trying to take us down.
Yeah. So if, you know, if they have a good product, which I think by and large sometimes they do, both on the radio side and the TV side.
Get a sales staff and sell some advertising.
Well, or ask for it. You know, sale. If you don't want to play ads, okay, got it. Then you can have your begathons, fine. But I don't like the fact that tax dollars go to one of my direct competitors for no real reason. In 20s and 30s. Maybe. In the 50s of the TV, maybe. But not any longer.
You're going to have to sell more of those John Denver box CD sets if you want to keep that message going out.